Hey, grown-ups, how would you like to pay your old imaginary friends a visit? Better yet, why not bring them to the movies to see If in theaters May 17th? Written and directed by John Krasinski and also starring Ryan Reynolds, Kaylee Fleming, Fiona Shaw, and the voices of many more familiar favorites, If is the story of a girl who can see everyone's imaginary friends and her quest to reunite them with their imaginators. Bring the whole family to see If in theaters May 17th. I'm pretty sure imaginary friends get in for free. If. In theaters, May 17th.
Hey, grown-ups.
On the Nintendo Switch system, you can team up with friends in Super Mario Bros. Wonder.
Where you can meet talking flowers.
Life's full of surprises.
And where piranha plants sing.
And where Mario, Luigi, and Peach turn into elephants.
Wowie zowie!
And where this announcer turns into a...
super tiny announcer!
That's not in the game.
Sorry, got a little excited. Nintendo Switch, the home of Mario and friends. Game rated E for everyone. Game and system sold separately.
Hey, grown-ups. Power up your family's playtime with the Nintendo Switch system, the home of Mario and friends. Jump into the unexpected with Mario, Princess Peach, and more in Super Mario Bros. Wonder. Or challenge each other to a race in Mario Kart 8 Deluxe. Go to Nintendo.com and browse the full lineup of Nintendo Switch systems. Additional accessories may be required for multiplayer mode. Games, system, and some accessories sold separately.
Hey, Mindy.
Whoa, it's... freezing in here. How did you get snow inside your gingerbread mansion?
Oh, hey, Guy Raz! Of course it's freezing! I made the entryway into a winter wonderland. Come on into the living room where it's summer.
Mindy, what are you talking about?
I made each room into a different season. The bathroom is a crisp autumn, and the kitchen is a fresh spring. Oh, and did you remember to bring the thermometers?
I brought my whole collection of them.
Guy Raz, these thermometers will make history as part of my all-in-one weather wonder house.
Well, there will be plenty of time to make history later, Mindy, but for now, we've got a game show to do.
Oh, right. Put on the mittens.
Pick the flowers.
And soak up the sun in 3, 2, 1.
And now, for everyone's second favorite game show after wondering if that wiener dog was really wearing a sweater,
it's Two Whats and a Wow! With your hosts, Mindy and Guy Raz!
Two Whats!
Welcome back, Wowzers! It's time for another seasonal round of Two Whats and a Wow!
Two Whats and a Wow!
The scientific game show that separates the wows from the whats! And the category for today is seasons! Mindy, why don't you refresh our contestants on how the game works?
You know it! Wowzers, we are going to give you 3 scientific statements about seasons. But, and this is a big but, only one of those statements will be a true wow. The other two, just a couple of made-up whats!
Okay, let's get started. Which of the following statements about seasons is a true scientific wow? Is it A, the Eiffel Tower grows as much as 6 inches or 15 centimeters in the summer?
Or is it B, the air directly surrounding a bolt of lightning is actually freezing cold?
Or is it C, Benjamin Franklin invented the beloved summer treat, the ice pop?
When you think you have it figured out, spring into action. Plant your answer in the ground, give it some sun, and watch it grow.
We're going to take a quick break to let you reason through the seasons, and when we come back, we'll find out if your wow is the winning wow.
Two Whats and a Wow, we'll be right back. Grown-ups, this message is for you.
Hey, grown-ups, it's Guy Raz here from Wow in the World. Happy Earth Month! As you might have heard, Earth Day is on April 22nd, but we have some ideas for how to celebrate the wows of this amazing planet we call home every day. grown-ups, visit tinkercast.com/earthday for activities the whole family can do to celebrate the Earth today and every day.
That's it. Now back to the show.
Okay, Wowzers, it's time to reveal the what's and the wows. But before we do, let's do a quick review.
We gave you three scientific statements about seasons and challenged you to find the one true wow. Was it A, the Eiffel Tower can grow as much as 6 inches or 15 centimeters in the summer?
Or was it B, the air directly surrounding a bolt of lightning is actually freezing cold?
Or was it C, Benjamin Franklin invented the beloved summer treat, the ice pop?
Joining us by phone with the answer to today's question is Glenn from Texas. Glenn, what's the wow?
Hey, Mindy and Garaz. I'm Glenn, and I'm from Lindale, Texas. And my wow is that the Eiffel Tower grows 15 centimeters taller during the summer. And tell Dennis he's a menace, but he's still pretty cool.
Winner, winner, thermostats for dinner!
Glenn, you are correct. Wowzers, if you guessed A, that the Eiffel Tower can grow as much as 15 centimeters or 6 inches in the summer, congratulations, you found the winning wow.
It may seem like a tall tale, but it's true. In the hot summer months, the Eiffel Tower can grow up to 15 centimeters or 6 inches.
This is because of something called thermal expansion. Heat causes the metal frame to expand, which in turn makes it a few centimeters or inches taller.
And get this, because of thermal expansion, the Eiffel Tower also leans away from the sun.
As the sun heats one side of the tower more intensely, that side will grow a little bit more and push the tip of the tower slightly over. It can even lean about 18 centimeters or 7 inches towards the shade.
And Wowzers, if you chose B, the air directly surrounding a bolt of lightning is actually the opposite of freezing cold.
That's right. A bolt of lightning can reach up to about 50,000 degrees Fahrenheit, or almost 28,000 degrees Celsius, heating up all of the air in its wake.
That's about 5 times hotter than the surface of the sun.
And if you chose C, as it turns out, while Benjamin Franklin did invent things like bifocals, the glass harmonica, and swim flippers, he did not invent the ice pop.
The ice pop was actually invented by a kid by accident.
That's right. In 1905, an 11-year-old named Frank Epperson invented the ice pop by mistake.
He accidentally left some sugary soda powder and water out on a chilly night, and when he came back, it was frozen solid.
After licking it off the wooden stirrer, he realized it was actually pretty tasty, and the rest is popsicle history.
Wow, that's pretty sweet. Well, Guy Raz, why don't you tell our winning wowzers what they won?
Mindy, all of our contestants today will be taking home their very own invisible year-round mittens?
You got it, Guy Raz. No longer do we have to wait until winter to wear those cute and cozy mittens. These puppies are good for all weather, all year long.
Won't your hands get all sweaty in the summer?
Maybe with normal mittens, Guy Raz. But if you turn these inside out, they'll cool your hands instead of warming them up.
That's a very interesting concept, Mindy.
Sure is, Guy Raz. Only drawback is that they're only available in one color, invisible.
So that means they'll always match?
Uh-huh. Well, that's about all the time we have for now. But before we go,
we have one last scientific challenge for you.
We call it Operation Eiffel Tower.
Wowzers, we challenge you to build an architectural tower of ice cubes.
Then make it artful by sprinkling it with salt and dousing it with drops of food coloring.
Notice what happens when the ice cubes come in contact with salt, and how adding more or less might change the way the ice melts or not.
And don't forget to take pictures or videos of your experimental masterpiece. Grown-ups, you can upload photos and videos to us at tinkercast.com/share.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. But until next time,
keep on wowing!
Two What's in a Wow is executive produced by Meredith Halpern-Ranzer, Mindy Thomas, and me, Guy Raz.
Our writers are Anna Zagorski, Darnell Walker, Ruth Morrison, and Heba Gouda.
Sound production and design is by Elisheba Itoop and Marianne Lozano, with help from our senior producer, Jed Anderson.
Special thanks to the rest of our team of tinkerers, including Anna Zagorski, Rebecca Caban, Henry Moskal, Jessica Bodie, Jacob Stein, and Jason Rabinowitz.
Our theme song was written and composed by The Pop-Ups. For more on their 3-time Grammy-nominated all-ages music, find them at thepopups.com.
And to keep the what's and the wows rolling, visit us at tinkercast.com. There you can find our 2 What's in a Wow Think and Tinker playbook, interactive Kahoot games, and info on becoming a member of the World Organization of Wowzers.
Grown-ups, you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at 2 What's and a Wow, and our email address is hello@tinkercast.com.
Finally, if you're a kid with a big wow to share, it could be used on an upcoming episode of 2 What's in a Wow. Call us at 1-888-7-WOW-WOW.
Thanks again for listening and playing along. Meet us back here on Monday for Wow in the World.
Wow in the World was made by Tinkercast and sent to you by Wondery.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to Wow in the World early and ad-free on Amazon Music.
Download the Amazon Music app today, or you can listen early and ad-free with Wondery Plus Kids in Apple Podcasts.
And grown-ups, before you go, tell us about yourself by completing a short survey at wondery.com/survey.